Age ain't nothing but a number, they say, but maybe not when you're talking about who's running for the White House. At 80 years old, President Joe Biden is the oldest commander-in-chief in this nation's history. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump would be 78 years old on Election Day 2024. An NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll out today finds that a majority of respondents have real concerns about each man's mental fitness to serve as president. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro joins us now. Domenico, welcome.
Hey, great to be with you.
So, Domenico, there are concerns, but what does the poll tell us? How deep do they run? And does it tell us anything about who these respondents had greater worries about?
Yeah, it's especially true for President Biden. You know, more than 6 in 10 people say, 62%, that questions about Biden's mental fitness are a real concern and not simply a strategy that's employed by political opponents. And that includes, by the way, almost 4 in 10 Democrats. Not surprisingly, more than 8 in 10 Republicans say they have real concerns, but so do 7 in 10 independents, as well as 7 in 10 people younger than 45, nearly two-thirds of non-whites, and two-thirds of those living in the suburbs, all key demographic groups Biden needs on his side to win in 2024.
I mean, the White House and President Biden have to be aware of these concerns, but what have they said about it and why he's running again?
Yeah, I mean, they do understand that this is a major vulnerability for Biden. It's the first thing voters ask about. Biden's answers to the age question is often, watch me. But when he was asked during a news conference recently about the fact that people are watching and polls are showing similar results to ours, he made a joke about it. Take a listen.
With regard to age, I can't even say, I guess how old I am, I can't even say the number. It doesn't register with me. But the only thing I can say is that one of the things that people are going to find out, they're going to see a race, and they're going to judge whether or not I have it or don't have it.
Yeah, and making that judgment, White House advisors hope that people look at his State of the Union address this year and how he sparred with Republicans. Biden himself joked at the White House Correspondents' Dinner that you say he's ancient, well, he says he's wise. And in this same poll, we should point out Biden's approval rating is actually up to 45%, a 4-point jump from last month. So there are just going to be a significant number of people who say Biden lacks the mental fitness to be president, but vote for him anyway because of the alternative.
And of course, that alternative, one of them at least, is former President Trump. What does the poll tell us about him?
Yeah, a slim majority here, 51%, say that they have real concerns about Trump's mental fitness, too. 42% say they do not. Now, that's considerably lower, obviously, than the level of concern about Biden, but it's not necessarily what people are going to be voting on. Even though independents have these mental fitness concerns about Biden, and he struggled with them during his presidency, we know that independents also have major issues with Trump for other reasons: his temperament, his persistent lies, the drama that surrounds him. And while Trump's the frontrunner for the GOP nomination right now, overall, Trump and Trump-styled candidates have struggled badly over the last few election cycles with swing voters. And that's what Biden is counting on as part of an important piece of his path to reelection, that this antipathy toward Trump will boost him regardless of how many people feel about Biden's mental fitness not being up to snuff.
NPR's Domenico Montanaro, thanks so much.
Hey, you're welcome.